From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. So we're going to kick things off with a trip to the tennis courts for the 2026 Gift Grub Lawn Tennis Championships.
And you're very welcome to the 2026 Gift Grub Lawn Tennis Championships live from Herbert Park in Dublin. I'm joined by the legendary Andy Murray. Andy?
Yeah, it's great to be here and to see some great Irish tennis. Yeah.
Thank you, Andy. And we have a fantastic match in progress between Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald on centre court.
Out. That ball was in, Deputy.
The ball was out, Deputy McDonald, and it is a patent lie to suggest anything else.
Well, I want an umpire. Is there an umpire?
And Mary Lou McDonald demanding an umpire, and unbelievably, Simon Harris seems to have appointed himself umpire.
The ball was out, Deputy McDonald.
You can't be serious, Simon.
I want to be very clear about this, Deputy. The ball was out. Game, set and match, Harris.
You cannot!
Ball boy, pick up the ball. Pick it up, ball boy.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
And young Jack Chambers leading the team of ball boys this year at Herbert Park. Meanwhile, over on court one, a fantastic GAA pundits clash between Donal Oge Cusack and Joe Canning. Umpire, Joanne Cantwell.
Game, Joe Canning. Joe Canning leads Donal Oge 3-2.
And Donal Oge becoming increasingly agitated here, flinging his hurley onto the chair.
What's this line in the middle of the field there, umpire?
It's the service line, Donal Oge.
Why is it in the middle of the playing field? Is this more piggery stuff, is it?
Donal Oge, give it a rest, will you?
And now Joe Canning getting involved.
What do you say to me, Joe?
Give it a rest, that's all I'm saying.
How many Wimbledon championships did you win, Joe?
Code violation, warning Donal Oge.
What's the code violation for, Joanne?
For being a pain in the hole. Game, set and match, Joe Canning.
And so many wonderful matches here, Sir Andy Murray.
Yeah, it's been absolutely spellbinding so far. And,
What?
Yeah.
Lovely. Let's go to current affairs now, to the current affairs quarterfinal, where big hitting Ivan Yates faces his longtime rival, Matt Cooper. And our apologies if that put any listeners off their breakfast. There is also a Legends tournament in progress here, of course. Great fun in the doubles featuring your favourite old-timers from the past. Joan Burton and Enda Kenny versus Brian Cowan and Michael Noonan. This rally has been going on for half an hour now.
Ah, can I just say?
Going forward.
And yours!
Boom, boom.
Ah, yeah.
Ah!
Going forward.
Boom, boom. And I could watch that match for hours. In the semi-final of the Kulchi doubles, the two Johnnies face defending champions. Meanwhile, the Haley Ray brothers. The two Johnnies to serve with new slitters.
This is some racket, lad, huh?
New balls, please, lad.
Quiet, please. Johnny Smacks to serve. Play.
Ah, lad.
Denny, your ball.
It's your ball, Michael.
It's your ball, Denny.
I know I'm nearer to yours.
Did you ever cop on, Denny?
I said this for a game of soldiers. I'm going home, sir.
Where are you going?
And the Healy Rays seem to have fallen out.
Game, set and match, the two Johnnies.
You're a disgrace to tennis, Denny.
Up yours, Michael.
What a tremendous day of tennis it has been, Sir Andy.
Yeah, it's been absolutely...
Andy. Andy. Andy.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Well, the World Cup continues. It's getting very exciting now. I was joined by the best panel of pundits, Eamon Dunphy, Brian Kerr and Mick McCarthy.
All right, Eamon. Well, you know what you're going to get with your Mexicans, don't you? You got your tacos, your burritos, your enchiladas, your cucarachas, your tequilas with a little worm at the bottom of the glass.
Lovely.
Your haciendas, your piñatas, your speedy Gonzalez's, but England still managed to do the business, didn't they? Yeah,
they certainly did. Eamon, it's a great World Cup now, isn't it?
No. Oh. No, it's not. It's not a great World Cup, Ian. It's too exciting. There's too many goals, in my opinion. Real football people want...
Here we go, yeah.
No, I know you don't like to hear this, Ian, but real football people want nil-all draws. And the punditry...
Really?
Yes. Let's call a spade. And the punditry, as I said, is woeful. Mm. Kenny Cunningham is like some mad owl lad at the end of the bar who gets turfed out every night. I don't even know who this guy is. There's another guy on the panel. I don't know his name. On the panel.
Yeah.
This panel.
Right.
And he started calling Pico Lopez, the Cape Verde lad, on his phone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
On his phone. Can you imagine John Giles ringing Paul McGrath during Italia 90?
I know, yeah.
It's gimmicky. It's cheap. It's schlack.
Schlack. Yeah. What's the story with everyone wearing the pink boots as well? That's another thing, isn't it?
Look, I know you're not a real football person, Ian. And we need people like you, happy people.
Happy,
clappy people with the hammers growing the game. But this is what happens. This is the danger. This is what happens when non-football people, with respect, get involved. Wow. The Pink Boots Brigade take over. And it's a circus. Now, half the time, I'm looking at the TV and we can't even see the football. The camera is on this baldy spiv, Gianni Infantino, half the time. Which, by the way, do you know what Gianni Infantino stands for in Italian?
No.
No? What? It means Johnny Baby.
Johnny Baby.
That's who's in charge of FIFA. Johnny Baby.
Johnny Baby. And listen, Brian Kerr. Brian, yeah. England's looking good, Brian. Should we be worried?
No, Ian. On the contrary, it's perfect, Ian. It's building up nicely.
Okay.
Now, they're all cock-a-hoop over there this morning. Piers Morgan will blow his bleeding top in, waiting to see.
Oh, yeah.
Daily Mail will be talking about getting the bunting out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've still, on Saturday night, we've still got Erling Haaland, right, and his drums, banging his drums.
Yeah.
They'll be raging. Can you imagine it?
Yeah.
It's simmering in, simmering beautifully.
Okay,
beautifully.
Brian, thank you very much. Okay, well, listen, I think the party, just speaking of that, and the reaction across the Irish Sea, the party is still going on over in Essex, and we can go live to the Cock and Bull Tavern, where Nigel Farage is standing by. Morning, Nigel. Congratulations to England.
And a very good morning to all in Erra from the Cock and Bull in Essex. England rightfully through to the quarterfinal. The Mexicans, well, they tried everything. They even tried to take our oxygen. But the spirit of 1945, 1966 and Brexit pulled us through. Mexico are out. It's official. It's Brexico. And mine is a large pint of Bishop's Finger, please, Governor. Bottoms up.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Speaking of the World Cup, England. They are still hanging on in there. Well, Bob Dylan has penned a song about Harry Kane and how he, along with other English players, might be playing for the wrong country.
England beat Mexico 3-2, but some of them dudes looked Irish, more than a few. England shouldn't have been there, could have been Ireland instead. Cause up front they had a man with a big Irish head. Here comes the story about Harry Kane, the English football team they like to claim. But Harry's dad's from Letterfrack. We could have had him in attack, and we could have been the champion of the world. First they took Jack Grealish, and that wasn't nice. But they needed more Irish, so they took Declan Rice. England's team is full of paddies, that's why they're rated so highly. God damn it, even this centre back is called O'Reilly. That son of a gun at the back, yeah, he's on fire. Replaced another Irishman, Maguire. Just
think what we might have done. With all them boys, we might have one time become the champions of the world. And so is Morrissey too. The Gallagher brothers are from Mayo. They're Irish through and through. England, get your own team. Let Ireland play. Throw in Pico Lopez and it's ole, ole, ole. There was the story about Harry Kane. The English football team they like to claim. But Harry's dad's from Letterfrack. Oh, we could have used him in attack. And we could have been the champions of the world.
Everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Lots of sport on this weekend, and I was joined by Bertie Ahern, who is excited at the prospect.
I think that the looking forward to the weekend, Ian, the old rivals,
yeah.
Kerry. Reminds me of the 70s and the Heffo's Army. I don't know if you remember
Heffo's
that.
I do indeed, yeah.
Do you remember any of the names yourself in? Brian Mullins, I think.
Brian Mullins, fantastic.
Bernard Brogan.
Barney Rock, was he the...
No, Barney Rock was a bit later. He was about 83.
What was his young fella's name?
Dean Rock was
Dean Rock. Yeah.
Bernard Brogan. It was Jimmy Keevan. You remember he had a bit of a pot belly on him and he was going around.
Did he lose his shoe at one stage?
He did. He lost his shoe into Hill 16. Anton O'Toole was there as well, and Tony Hanahoe. He might have been a doctor at one stage. Yeah.
Oh yeah, famous one.
It was 76. It was Dublin and Kerry in the final. There was a heat wave there as well.
That's
33 degrees in Artane at one stage.
What was the temperature?
The 33. People were different then. There was no factor 50. It was the opposite.
Yeah.
People were rubbing coconut oil into
that's
their
right.
faces
and coconut oil as well. I remember the sunbathing, smell of them. Yeah,
the sunbathing on the top of cars, and the Frytex. It could have been. I think they were rubbing into themselves, and people were walking around Drumcondra like crispy rashers.
Yeah, yeah.
The St. John's ambulances were called in then. I think Tin Lizzie might have been involved at one stage.
So Bertie, what about the match itself, Bertie? Dublin or Kerry? What do you think?
It's changed here, but anyway, I think there we are. The Dubs could do with Ian. I think they found their mojo.
Right.
I don't know where the mojo went. I don't know where it went. I never had the mojo myself. Yeah, I don't know if I lost it or I never received one anyway. But I think Conn O'Callaghan's mojo was there, and I think he could couple of 2-pointers, and I think Dublin will be in the final, Ian.
Oh, right, I think
it could be. Yeah.
Well, listen, I know you don't know about this, but Kerry legend Pat Spillane is on the line. We're just checking his line there. Pat, Bertie thinks Dublin will do it. What about you?
Sorry, Ian. Sorry. I had a hernia operation there last year, Ian. And I think Bertie burst me hernia there again listening to the sheer delusion of Dublin people. I'm absolutely fascinated how they can convince themselves, how they can convince that they could stand an earthly hope of holding out somebody of the majesty of David Clifford, you see. Because David Clifford is not just a footballer, Ian. I know you understand this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a work of art. He's the Venus de Milo. He's the Mona Lisa. He's the Sistine Chapel.
He's like the statue of David.
He is literally the statue of David. He should be standing on a plinth in Florence, not in Fossa. He is the greatest footballer that the world has ever seen. You can take your Haalands and your Harry Kanes and your Messis and your Mbappe. Mbappe missed the penalty last night against Morocco. Do you think David Clifford would have missed that in the month of Sunday?
Never.
No. Nvidia, Apple, it doesn't matter how much money you have, he'd be worth a trillion. Trillion.
So what's your, tomorrow's what's market, your prediction, nobody can... Pat? What's your
I'm not even going to go there, Ian. I'm not even going to go there. Just sit back and enjoy Michelangelo in action. Mayo and Loud, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Good luck.
Spannerhead.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Taylor Swift at her wedding was one of the big stories of the week, and I was lucky enough to cross live to New York to get the lowdown from our resident New Yorker, Pascal Donahue.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to hear your voice. God, I'm so homesick. How's everything back in the big smoke, Ian?
Oh, it's great. Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Great.
So listen, Taylor and Travis, you were actually in New York for the wedding on the day, yeah?
Well, okay. Hold on, Ian. I wasn't actually at the wedding, Ian. I might be loaded, but I'm not that loaded. But I was outside Madison Square Gardens.
Right.
40 degrees heat. Sweating me nads off like everybody else. She must have been soaked to the skin in that bleeding dress. God, what were they thinking? Huh? But anyway, it was very emotional, Ian, I have to say. I mean, if you think about it, that poor girl, I mean, all her life, Ian, all she's done is sing about wanting to meet the right fella and go up the aisle.
And now
her dream has finally come true. Sorry, I'm just trying to bleed and talk here, do you mind? Sorry, Ian, about that, yeah?
What do you want?
Yeah, I know, I've seen the movie. I'm telling you, you turn into a movie when you're over here. And now, her dream has finally come true. Two decent, simple, ordinary people tying the knot. It would break a man's heart.
And come here, what celebs did you see?
Ah, no, Ian, I don't know about that.
Paul McCartney, wasn't he
Well, I'm going to have to revert to my political, Pascal.
Was Bradley Cooper there, was he?
Hold on, Ian, I'd love to tell you, but unfortunately, I'd have to kill you afterwards.
All right, okay.
My street has just disappeared. But anyway, there's back again.
There.
Trump's America is very unpredictable, Ian. You never know what's going to happen. Ugh. I'd love to tell you, but unfortunately, I'd have to kill you. We'd all have to sign that NDAs over here.
Yeah.
Or else ICE was throwing us in Guantanamo Bay. So anyway.
Okay, one more. Benson Boone, was he there?
Look, I saw Benson Boone getting a bagel at Sammy's Bagels on 34th and 7th, okay? That's all I can say.
Okay.
Okay? Now, how's Simon doing in finance? I nearly choked on me pretzel when I heard he got the gig. He knows nothing about numbers. Ian, do you know he thinks isosceles triangle is the name of a band?
And that's your lot for this week's Gift Grub, your weekly fix. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?